Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Doug Prinsker from Pretoria.
Anand Trivedi from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Krizal Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Nomte Tsongobese from Durban in South Africa.
I'm Patrick from the shores of Lake Geneva in Switzerland. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome back to yet another edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. Good to have you with us again. We've got Lindsay Parry with us once again as well. And we've got another guest, another runner that we're going to help achieve some goals on today's podcast. Lindsay, welcome back again. Nice to touch base.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure talking to you and the runners, Brad.
Awesome stuff. Well, our guest today is a member of the Coach Parry online community, and she's a recent member, and I'm quite excited because we've got a really wide spectrum of runners. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of runners in there who are running comrades and ultramarathons, but we're starting to really pick up a good few runners who are getting going and getting into the sport and are setting some really awesome goals, and I think Gillian's one of them. She's got some pretty cool goals she wants to achieve. Gillian, welcome onto Run. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
Gillian, before we get into your sort of athletic history and some of the stuff you're doing, why are you a member of the Coach Parry community? What's the story? Why did you join us?
I think that I need the inspiration to keep going because I've struggled with sort of keeping up the commitment in the past, and so I'm trying to get more involved and educate myself more on running generally, so that I can achieve my goals.
Fantastic. Let's talk about some of those goals. What's the plan? What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, in the meantime, it's just running comfortably for like 30 minutes without any pain in my knee, just to get back into it. And then I'd like to set interim goals along the way and ultimately get to comrades. Yeah.
Cool. Sounds awesome. Well, I'm going to hand you over to Lindsay now. Lindsay, you've got Gillian's sort of questionnaire. We sent through a questionnaire before people get on the call so we know a bit of the running history and what the activity levels are right now and what some of the goals are. So I'm going to hand you over to Gillian, Lindsay, if that's cool, and we can take it from there.
Cool. Yeah, Gillian, before I give you an opportunity to ask me the questions that you've got and prepared, I just want to ask you, besides rest, what else have you done in terms of rehabilitation for your knee? And also, when you injured your knee originally, when you were rowing at school, did you get an actual diagnosis? Now, do you know what the actual injury is in the knee?
At that stage, that was when I was about 15. They said, I saw a physio and they said it was chondromalacia,
okay.
My patella.
Yeah.
And more recently, when I saw a bio, they said it was like just my legs were all, there was an imbalance in the strength of the muscles. Some muscles very weak and then others much stronger. And so they're compensating. Yeah, so I have got a stretching program, which I'm trying to do from a bio, and then I'm just trying to roll and foam roll my legs.
Okay, and so no strength training or proprioceptive exercises to help, because effectively, look, chondromalacia patella, if you had that, you can't diagnose without actually looking in underneath the patella, because really what that means is that you've got sandpaper for cartilage on the underside of the patella. What you had then and have now is what we call patellofemoral knee pain. So whether that cartilage is roughed up or not, we don't know. But what is definitely happening is that there's contact between your patella and one of your, either the inside or outside of the groove where your femur is, where the kneecap runs. So we need to stop that. Okay. Otherwise, as you get to a certain point in the mileage, what happens is that the rubbing eventually becomes too much and it gets sore. So the easiest exercises to do to ensure that you have proper patella tracking are very simple 30-degree single leg squats.
Okay.
Step ups onto a low step, and knee extensions, but literally only the last 30 degrees of the knee extension, because we're trying to strengthen the little muscle on the inside with those. So if you do those three exercises, you should create enough strength in your quadriceps that they will then help that patella to run through the groove as it should. And then the other thing to do is to do some balancing type of exercises. So you're going to put down some pillows, or if you do go to a gym, you use the hair jogs or Bosu ball or Erex pad. Like, you're looking for a slightly unstable surface. You stand on that with barefoot in a stalk stance. So you're basically balancing on one leg. And when you get really good at that, you start doing it with your eyes closed. And you'll do that on both legs, both sides, regardless of which side is sore. And then ultimately, if you can get someone to throw balls at you while you are balancing, to totally throw you out, so that you really just teach the muscles to turn on and off at the right time, so that you create a very stable knee. And again, the idea of that is so that that patella moves nicely through that groove. Okay. Then the second thing that you would do to combat that, you are doing anyway, and that is following a very progressive program that will allow you to build up slowly. And if it allows you to build up slowly enough, then it should also contribute to strengthening the right structures, so that you don't go back into a point where there's particular weakness.
How much I can push my body? Because before, years ago, I could just run for 30 minutes after not running for a while, and I could do that and like no problem. or once I built up, I was running for 2 hours with no problem at all. And now after not running for a long time, I'm impatient with the shorter distances, and I want to just keep on going. So after I do the session where I'm walking for 3 minutes and running for two, for 20, 25 minutes, I feel like I can just carry on going further. So what I struggle with is actually stopping and saying, no, like, that's enough.
In the short term, you need to, okay. And it just goes back to exactly what I've explained now. So on a cardiovascular level, you could quite possibly do a lot more than what you're doing now. But on a physical, muscular, skeletal level, that is why you keep running into problems, in particular with the knee. So what you could do to kind of alleviate some of that, the frustration and not being able to get the cardiovascular work which you'd like to do, is to do these sessions at or close to a gym, so that when you finish, you then jump onto a bike, and then you can work yourself quite hard cardiovascularly on a bike or an elliptical or on the Stairmaster, but something that does not require high impact, because that will then protect your knee. In the short term, possibly the Stairmaster may also just be a little bit hard, but if you do a little bit of Stairmaster, a little bit of elliptical, a little bit of cycling, and you do those all fairly hard, then you will get good cardiovascular benefits from that, while you then just gradually build up the running until it gets to a point where you are, where that need to actually feel like I've done some exercise gets satisfied. But in terms of the running, like this little saying that I've got is that the slower you progress, the more sustainable the running will be. So if you are really patient, the thing is that it's really only the beginning that is this frustrating. Once you get to the end and you actually get to running 10Ks, the transition from 10Ks to 21Ks is quite quick, and there's quite a lot of running involved in that. And then someone who does come from a slightly competitive exercising background, once you get to that 21K level, you could then start looking at getting a more advanced program for either running a very fast 10 or running a very fast 21 before progressing onto the marathon, or it can just be like a very gradual stepwise progression up to the marathon. But from now, we're sitting in June, giving yourself a year to get to 2018 is very possible, and certainly there's very little chance that if you build this up slowly that you won't be able to toe the line in 2019. But I would say you, at the very least, will be running, you'll be running marathons around April, May next year, which would, you know, that's 8 months. It sounds like maybe a lot, but 8 months goes really, really quickly. So I think be patient for the first 12 weeks. The next 12 weeks will progress quite quickly, and suddenly at the end of the year, you'll find yourself fit and enjoying running and running pain-free, which I think is quite important for you.
Okay, great.
Cool.
I'll help if I turn my mic on again. I'm not sure if you've got any other questions for Lindsay, Gillian, or you quite happy with that. I mean, that I think, just so you know, you're not alone in thinking that you're sort of frustrated because you feel like you can be doing more. And I think that's probably one of the biggest mistakes people make when they first get started, Lindsay, is they feel exactly that they think, well, this can't be working because I feel like I can do more. So they do more. They then break down, get injured, get sick, and then they have to start back at square one. And that consistently building slowly then starts from scratch, and you never really progress further than what you have done in the past.
Yeah, the people that are... The greater your natural cardiovascular conditioning is, the greater your risk is of picking up an injury, because the greater the chances are that you're just going to do too much. So you haven't run, as an example, if you haven't run for 18 months, you think 5Ks is nothing. But if you go out and do 5Ks, you've suddenly increased from 0 to 5,000 steps. So that is 5,000 repetitions, or 2,500 on each joint, on each muscle, on each ligament. So that is a very big jump from nothing to 5,000. And that's why you need to be patient. And the slower you build up, the lower your risk of injury, the greater your chances of really enjoying it once you do start to get musculoskeletally fit. When that starts to catch up with your cardiovascular fitness, then you really do start to enjoy running because it's comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and a good example would be my story last year with Ironman South Africa, where I was struggling with a back injury. And because I was fairly fit on the bike and fairly fit swimming-wise, I thought, you know what, I can just go and run 10:21. And I just kept on breaking down. And literally 4 weeks before race day, I said, that's it. I'm starting from scratch. I'm walking 30 minutes a day, 4 days a week. And I took that training program that you're on right now, Gillian, that's on the Comrades, on Coach Parry's website, and started from scratch, where I was walking, and it was as frustrating as ever. I absolutely hated it, but I was running pain-free 8 months later, and I was back to the distances that I wanted to be doing, which was amazing. So you're on track. As frustrating as it can be at times, you're definitely on track. And if anybody's listening to this, if you want to download one of those training programs, the website to get to is coachparry.com/start. I don't know if you've got any other questions. I think that's it. And we've got the forums. You can hop in at any time. Lindsay's in there every day as well, and you can get your questions asked. And that's, I think, one of the big benefits of being part of that Coach Parry community. You can go to coachparry.com/join if you want to join. Gillian, anything else from you?
No, that's all. Thanks very much. It's very helpful.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Lindsay, thank you for your time once again. Much appreciated. And yeah, we'll catch up in the forums, I'm sure.
Yes, we will. Have a good one, Brad.